Hi, Helen.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, Don.
Hello, Judy.
Hello, chameleons.
Talk to you again.
That's yeah, nice to talk to you. Yes.
Thank you. Judy, I have a beautiful Hoya, which has been growing and flowering for years. It's been growing on a lattice. And it just seems to me that since that terrible heat, it almost looks dead to me. The leaves are all yellow.
Oh, that is so sad. Actually, the same thing happened to mine, Helen, although it's not all dead, but some of the leaves did get burnt that really hot day.
And it just looks terrible.
Yeah, and of course the trouble is too that they were fresh, new, youngish leaves, not sort of hardened off as well. It was a lot of those things there. So, all right, so what can you do?
I'm just wondering if I were to cut it down because I look at it and I get, real
sad. I think you might as well. I mean, it might be a while before you get flowers again because the trouble is it needs some sun to produce some flowers anyway.
Yes,
so if you
it does get sun.
Yeah, okay. But you might as well because if it's ugly, if it looks sticky and horrible and the leaves are all burnt, there's no point in having it there really. Mm. So even if it does mean you've got to wait a little while before you get flowers again, I'd be cutting it back. Give it a bit of a feed.
I have been feeding it with episode, but nothing's happened.
No, okay. Well, just cut back.
Some cuttings of it.
Oh, look, they grow very well from cuttings, but make sure that you get a piece of the stem as well as a leaf.
Yes.
I always remember Alan Seale saying that he took a leaf cutting before he went to join the, he joined the Air Force, went off to the war, came back and the leaf was still sitting there. So you need a bit of stem as well. So that helps to get it moving. They're slow enough anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true. I remember all right. when it first started. Good. And the quick other thing is camellias. Can I prune them now?
If you want to, you can.
They've grown so big. I've got three.
Give them a bit of a trim now. Not too hard because you don't want to upset the flowering and then cut them back hard after flowering if needs be.
All right.
But a light trim will be all right.
Okay. Now let's talk to Nita and then we'll go back to the top of the board. Hi, Nita.
Hello.
Hi, Nita.
I've got either a staghorn or an elkhorn.
Mm-hmm.
And a few weeks ago it started to brown from the centre out and that has got very much worse. I've taken it off the backboard and at the back one half is hollowed out right down so that it's almost like a cavern. It looks as though something might have been boring into it, but I really can't tell.
Yeah, it does sound like there might have been something actually living in there or eating in there. All you really can do is clean up the backboard, make sure it's clean of any debris, etc., if you're going to use the same backboard again. Put it back on, fill up any cavities at the back with some compost or some old sort of half-rotted leaves would be a good thing because that's what they naturally collect when they're in the rainforest anyway.
The back tree that sheds bark, would that?
Yeah, no, that should be fine, yes. So bark would be really good. So fill that up. I do a couple of things as precautions. I would get some Confidor and mix that up and actually water that through, or you can put in some of the tablets, and just in case some of the damage is being caused by what's called the staghorn beetle. I'm also a little bit worried about fungal diseases getting in there, and I would probably get a fungicide, something like liquid copper, and I'd actually mix that up and water that through as well. So lots of treatment, but kind of covering all the bases. So we're treating for rot with the liquid copper, we're treating for insects with the Confidor, and we're giving it a nice fresh backing as well. And hopefully if you do all those things, it will start to flourish for you.
Here with Judy Horton, back to the top of the board. Hello, Doug.
Hello, guys.
G'day, mate.
Doug.
Okay, I've got some... I bought some large palms.
Yeah.
That are, like golden palms, Alexanders and things.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't cheap, I'm talking about $1,500.
Yeah, so they're advanced.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. Goodness.
The gardener was saying to me that if I leave them in the, the bags they're in, that it will slow their growth up and they'll, the problem with palms is they look fantastic at 30 feet.
Yeah,
you can't see that 30 feet.
No.
I'm trying to sort of get them just above the fence so that it gives me privacy, but it also gives me that tropical look, but I thought I'd better just...
I'm with you. Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. It's an interesting thought, yes. So the gardener's suggesting that if you just confine the roots so they can't get out too far. The thing is about palms is that all the roots tend to come out at the base anyway. So okay. I'm not sure how much of an effect it's going to have.
Yeah.
You probably would be even better rather than just the plastic bags, but actually to get... You can buy some fabric that's called root barrier...
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that would probably be stronger than the fabric bags that they're in at the moment. And you could put that around the outside. Oh. And again, but it means you're going to have to look after them really well, because if the roots are all going to be confined right in at that base, then, you know, you're going to have all the water and nutrients are only going to be coming out of that very small area. But having said that, palms don't send their roots out for miles and miles and miles, which is why you can move them when they're so well established. And, the other thing that would slow them down a bit too would be if you're planting them in the shade. So are they going in the shade?
No, they'll be copying it. They'll get the western sun.
Okay. It's just that if they're in the shade, then they tend to sort of act like understory plants in a rainforest. That slows them down a bit, but obviously that's not going to be a thing. Yeah. Look, I'd definitely give it a go, but I would think about putting the root barrier around the outside, and I would definitely be aware that you're going to have all those roots confined in a small area, so you're going to have to be a bit committed to making sure that those palms get good care. But give it a go, because it is, you're right, the sad thing about palm fields, beautiful top, and you've got these long, long, scrawny legs.
Only God
legs
can see them.
Yes, exactly.
Mind you, at my age, I maybe won't see them that high anyway.
No, that's right. So,
right, try all that, Dougie.
Okay.
No, mate. In the pot you go. Hello, Kerry.
Hello, Judy and Tim.
Hi.
Hi, Kerry.
Hi. My son and his fiancée are having a garden country wedding in October.
Oh, lovely.
And as something a little bit different, they're looking at getting guests. A little keepsake, but doing like some seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's nice.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, instead of like chocolate, type of thing. So I was just wondering what you would recommend.
Oh, for that time of the year?
Yeah.
You'll probably be packing them yourselves, will you?
Yes, we are.
Yes. So it's probably easier if they're a little bit big enough to handle. So, I mean, for October, I mean, sunflowers would be ideal.
Okay.
Yeah. Or nastertiums would be lovely at that time of the year as well.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of those.
Nasturtiums? Nasturtiums are great because they come in orange and those sorts of shades, orange and scarlet shades.
Oh, they're pretty.
But the great thing about them too is that you can actually eat the leaves. And
okay.
So you can make nasturtium sandwiches.
I didn't know that.
You can use and you can use the flowers to decorate your salads, etc. So even if the guests are not so much into flowers in the garden, they might want to grow them as a food plant anyway. And of course, that is another thing.
Fantastic idea.
Yeah, and in October too, you could think about something like some basil seeds, because it'd be time for basil herbs would go down better. But I reckon nasturtiums, because again, they're a good size seed to handle, so you only need to put half a dozen in each of the little packs if needs be, and spread them out that way.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
How should we store them? Because we're looking at storing them like in little Ziploc plastic bags and then putting them in a pretty, like a paper envelope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yep.
Should we put them in the plastic bag, like the little, would they be okay in that?
Yeah, or the other thing I don't know if you're planning to buy bulk seeds or if you're going to buy seed packets and just take them out of the seed packets, because if you buy seed packets, you'll find that they're in sealed foil packs inside anyway, so you can just the foil pack out and it'll all be done for you. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you ever so much.
Pleasure, Kerry.
What a lovely idea.
Pleasure. Yeah, it is a lovely idea, isn't it? The only term I ever use with nasturtiums is don't cast nasturtiums on my character.
Oh, that's it, yes. Your character's free of nasturtiums, isn't it?
No nasturtiums on my character. Hello, Beryl.
Hello, Beryl.
Hi, Tim and Judy.
Hi, darling.
Hello.
I don't know if you can answer this question, probably not in your field, but I can't think of anyone else to get advice from.
Mm.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of pigeons, and sometimes there'd be nearly as many doves here as pigeons.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no doves around anymore.
Oh,
well,
God, there is around my area.
Yes, yes. Do you feed the birds?
Yeah,
I feed my pigeons.
Mm-hmm,
and
sure.
All the doves would come down and there'd be at least 60.
Yeah.
And they've gone.
Now, I haven't seen any for a long time.
It might be that...
And I haven't even found any dead ones.
It might be that the pigeons are monstering the doves.
20 years, mixing together, eating together... and yeah. living together. And, of course, the doves go home.
Yeah, sure.
No doves.
No. Okay. Well, anyway, we'll put that one out there, Veron. If anyone's got any ideas, but my feeling, as you said, though, you've seen them eating together, but I saw some, well, in my place yesterday, I saw some wonga pigeons, which are the big fat native ones, and they were monstering one of the smaller brown pigeons.